about Haiti and we see suffering there on a wide scale. That's big picture. Talk about little picture suffering, the individual, the marriage that's in trouble, the kids who are suffering because of that. Or talk about your friend Jim Harrell, who's the first that you list on your list of dedications and who you write about on your blog.
Well, interesting, you should mention Jim Harrell, because Jim died last Friday and his memorial service is tonight in Wheaton, Illinois. And so here's a man that I got to know through, he read my book on heaven, and he was very touched by it, but he had had ALS for about 5 years at the time he contacted me, and we started corresponding. Then we talked on the phone. I interviewed him for this book, If God is Good, as I interviewed many, many other people. But I so connected with Jim. Here's a man who God used, you know, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, a debilitating disease that just gets worse and worse and worse until you die. And the last year in particular for Jim, but the last couple of years have been extremely difficult. And I rejoice for him that he is in the presence of Jesus right now. But God used this disease in his life in dramatic ways. And he says, I honestly, if I could go back and take it away, I wouldn't. And the reason is because God used it so greatly in terms of his love for Jesus, in terms of getting his priorities straight. Now, he loved God. He walked with Jesus before. But his desire to share his faith with people, he actually invited over the fathers of his son's friends into his living room, five of them, for instance, in one meeting, and shared the gospel with them. He was to the point where he couldn't even leave his own home anymore. But they came to him at his invitation. Who's gonna turn down the invitation of a dying man to meet with him? Shared the gospel with them. At least one came to faith. I think perhaps a couple did, but certainly great impression, you know, made upon them, and the gospel made clear to them, embodied in this man, trusting Jesus more than ever before in the midst of suffering. And one of the things that has struck me the most has been the number of people who say, well, I don't believe that there's an all-good and all-powerful God because of all the suffering that all these people go through. But now, go to the people who are actually experiencing that suffering, and you often find that those people have turned to God and have a deeper relationship with God than they've ever had.